Hi, this is Melissa, and this is Craps, a day in the life with a woman with CRPS. Today's episode, we are missing my sidekick, Dutch. Unfortunately, he had a family emergency that he needed to take care of. So today it'll just be me and our very special guest, which I am very excited, is Heather. And Heather is here today to tell us her CRPS story.
Hey, y'all. Well, I got CRPS in the summer of 2012. I was at a friend's house and her little puppy ran out the door and I was trying to go get the puppy. And I just tripped over like a cement overlay, like concrete. And so it was dark and I was running and I just broke my great big toe on my left foot. And so I ignored it for a few weeks. And then the pain was just like, you know, I knew something was really wrong. And so I started going to doctors. And I first went to a podiatrist after I saw my primary care physician. She told me to go to a podiatrist. And so this is so long ago. I don't even remember what all he did, but it didn't help with the pain. And then this is actually 2015, 3 years later. And so I was fortunate enough. I didn't have to see a lot of doctors. So I think I was on my third doctor and he was an occupational therapist. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But he diagnosed me with CRPS and he was like, you have CRPS. And he didn't really tell me like how bad it was. So that's how it happened. Well, and that's how I got diagnosed.
Did you at least save the puppy?
Yes, we did.
Thank goodness, right? At least a little good came from it. You saved the puppy.
That's right.
But unfortunately, that happened because CRPS is something you just can't explain, can you? It's so
that's
hard.
Right. That's exactly right.
In fact, because of the pain from CRPS, how has your life been since you've been diagnosed? How does it affect you, your family, your daily activities?
It's really hard because I have a fiance and a son. My son is 6 years old, or actually he just turned 7.
Happy birthday.
So thank you. And so we are homeschooling him right now. And, you know, at first I mourned my old life like so much, but now I've gotten so used to having it that I don't really think about my old life anymore. And, you know, I just have gained a lot of weight. I've gained like 30 pounds because I can't really exercise. I can't stand up more than like 2 or 3 minutes before I have to sit down. I have trouble with self-care. Like, you're just in so much pain. Sometimes you just won't take a shower for like 5 days.
I'm right there with you.
I make sure to get my teeth brushed every day. But, and then my vision is like super bad. Like, I mean, I cannot see hardly at all. I have an eye appointment. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm like legally blind. You know, I can't work. I don't have much of a social life. And, that gets depressing.
And it really is because it's hard because, you know, there is times when I still grieve over my old self and I try not to, but, you know, sometimes it's just hard, especially when you see something like on TV or you see a friend do something that you used to do and I'll grieve over it. And it causes that depression that is so deep because your life isn't the same. You don't get to go and visit because I'm not able to drive anymore because same thing. I started my foot and it's, now it's basically almost full body.
Yeah, it's starting at my foot and I'm full body as well.
Yeah, and I just not able to do all the things I used to do and I was so active, but it really hurts because you're not able to go see those friends or, you know, go out into the world and have that social life. It's hard. It is so hard. I talk about that often about how if you don't have that social life, how much more of a deep depression you go into. I mean, it's super sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you see old friends like have parties and go out and
their pictures.
Yeah, and you're not invited anymore. It's like, you can at least invite me. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know? It is. I feel for you because I know exactly what you're going through. What advice would you give other warriors that might help them in daily life or to encourage them?
I always say use your toolbox. I have a toolbox and it has essential oils in it that have really helped me. You have to make sure you get the pure 100% therapeutic grade oils. You can't get like the cheap kind at Walmart or Target. Yeah. And I used to use Young Living, but now I've switched to Revive. It's Revive, and they are the same quality and they're like more than half the price off. So, I take Kratom. I don't know if anybody's heard of that. I'm on no medications whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
I take Kratom for my pain. And I do take, I take Trazodone at nighttime to go to sleep. That's the only medication I'm on. And I was on that way before I got CRPS. Epsom salt bath, heating pad, I was on LDN and it really helped me a lot in the beginning, but then it just kind of stopped working.
Yeah.
That's low dose naltrexone, I think is how you say it. And then there's another company called Lazarus Naturals, CBD. Mm-hmm. And they have like an oil, like a massage oil. And I have a spinal cord stimulator. So when I rub it on there, it takes the pain away because my spinal cord is off and it the stimulator's off, but it's protruding, it's like poking out of my back. You can touch it. It's like they didn't put it in deep enough. So it's just as bad as the CRPS, which I know the CRPS spread there as well.
Yeah.
But I put that oil on there and that really helps. And then also I just want to say you know, move it or lose it. I'm so lucky that I do have a son. I can't just stay in bed all day. I have to get up and I have to take care of him. And then just don't ever stop.
That is such great advice. With all those oils and everything, could you send me like links, like where you get them from and stuff? Because I love to post that with the podcast.
Yeah, I'll try to send you links. I'm not good at sending links, but I'll definitely send you a picture of the company.
Yeah. Or just send me the names and then I can find the links if you need me to, and I can post them. I know some people might be really interested in looking that up because I'm going to look them up because I love whenever I hear something new, because I never know, you know, if I don't try something new, I don't know what's going to truly help me, you know, because I am on different kind of medications and they help, but it's like they don't help as good as I think they should.
when I did take pain medication like a few years ago, like it wouldn't even touch it. Like, so I was just like, why am I gonna keep taking this to destroy my liver? Like, I would have to take like 10 of them for it to even halfway work when I was supposed to take like one.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to do that.
Oh, understandable, because it does. I mean, all the side effects that medication causes, and it's just everything that's between CRPS, the medication. I mean, same thing. I've just like blown up. I mean, I've just gained so much weight.
I know.
It's hard. Like I said, it's hard to exercise. I mean, I have to get up. My puppies make me, you know, so.
Right.
So I'm same thing, you know, you have to take care of your son. I got to take care of them. But I'm thankful for that because it does. It gets me out of bed. It keeps me moving.
Right. I mean, it may hurt like hell, but you just have to keep going. You just have to. Or we will be bedridden. And it's just better to keep moving.
It is. I agree with you 100%. Do you do, well, I guess you really already answered that about the activities and treatments. We've already kind of talked about that. So tell me, Heather, what else would you like to tell us about your CRPS story or any other kind of advice? Do you have anything else you would like to include?
I do. I just want to say what I have tried. I've had nerve blocks. I spent $10,000 on a 4-day ketamine infusion treatment.
My goodness.
Pain meds, Lyrica, gabapentin, Cymbalta, the spinal cord stimulator, and medical marijuana. And I don't know if anybody else has this problem with medical marijuana, but every time I smoke it, like, or any kind of pot, it's very weird. And it's a true thing because I looked it up. Mm-hmm. My pain, like THC intensifies my pain. Like I might it's the craziest thing. Like you think it would help, but it like amplifies the pain. It's so weird. And everyone's like, I've never heard of that. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. That's crazy. Cause you're the first person that said that has tried or on medical marijuana said that has happened. I've never heard of that either. That's interesting.
I have a card, but you know, I don't take it.
Yeah. Well, definitely. And if it's going to cause more pain, who wants more pain, right?
I know.
I mean,
and then the last thing was, I just want to say what it feels like for me is just the bone crushing, especially today. Like the weather is just really messing with me. Mm-hmm. So it's bone crushing, like on fire, but also your foot is like in a tub of ice at the same time. Yes. 24/7, no breaks and no cure.
Yes. I'm right there with you because it started in my left foot and it has been nonstop. And I keep searching and I keep talking to people because, you know, I would love how there's some people that said they found that relief. They found, I mean, it's not completely gone, of course, but it's just lowered their numbers. And like all the things that you said today, like with the oils and different things, I'm going to check them out because I don't know. It might help me. It might help my pain level go down lower. I mean,
I'm supposed to be going to the Spiro Clinic January 12th.
Oh,
so. Wow. I'm just trying to get all the funds together, obviously.
Yeah, because I follow her and a lot of her patients, and you know, I mean, there is a couple that, you know, they unfortunately it didn't do anything for them, but she has a high rating. So
yeah, and she does not claim to have a cure. She
exactly. She says,
so everybody talks crap. But she does not claim to have a cure.
Exactly. She just helps you be able to function in life, you know, more than what you're doing now. And that is awesome that you are able to go. So I hope you get all your funds. Are you doing like special things to try to get those funds together, or you and your fiance are just trying to do it on your own? Is that a personal question you don't have to answer?
Well, I'm doing like a GoFundMe, and then the Burning Limb Foundation helped me. And also there was another one. I want to say it's CRPS Warriors. Yeah, I think that's what it was called, but they both helped me. And then I was going to go to the, I was still planning on going to the media.
Yeah, put it out there. In fact, if you send me that GoFundMe link, I can even put that up for you as well. Because that is amazing that you're able to go there. And
it's on my page. It's on my Facebook page. You could just like share it, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll find the link from there and do that. That is so awesome. I'm so glad you get to go there.
I'm so excited. Yeah, it's for 3 months and it's not going to be easy. I know it's not going to be easy, mm-hmm. but I am right now. I just got done reading her book, which is called Putting Out the Fire, which I would recommend to anyone because I did not know like CRPS patients are more, there's a brain fog, more, they can get sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
And heart something, and I didn't even know it.
Yes, I read her book too. In fact, I read her book put little tabs and highlighted a lot of stuff. And I go through it all the time just to, you know, read and remember what I read. Because, you know, I lose it sometimes with the CRPS. I get that. I call it the brain fog. The CRPS
right.
brain fog. And I lose things or I can't remember exactly what it is. So I'll go into her book and I'll look where I mark things or put a tab and just refresh my memory. And because it is a great book. I agree with you. I mean, that's my go-to. It really
and
is.
And right now I'm trying to get my, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my head in the right spot, like mentally, and just, you know, be positive that this is going to work. And then I've already started like doing the diets she suggests. Like, I think it's basically the paleo diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to get my head in the right spot.
Good. I'm happy but for you. I mean, this is going to be amazing, and I hope everything goes right and the funds come through so that you are able to go, because I mean, what, and no matter what, it's going to be an experience that you can take and bring back home with you. In fact, and even share. So, I mean, if
I just can't wait to get better so I can, so I can help others. I want to join these foundations and I want to help everyone else.
Definitely. And when you're done with your treatment there, I would love for you to reach back out to me and so that we can talk again if you would like to.
Absolutely. And you can follow it on my Facebook. I'm sure that's all I'm gonna be talking about.
Yes.
When I get there.
That is gonna be amazing. I'm so happy for you. That is
thank
so
you so much,
awesome.
Melissa. I'm so excited.
Yes, thank you, Heather. And I just want to say thank you again for taking this time. You know, I know you're busy with your son, because I know a six-year-old, they're 6 years old and they want to be everywhere. And man, I know my son, when he was little, he wanted to be right there with me and wanted to know what I was doing and why I wasn't paying attention to him. So
yeah,
I really do appreciate you doing this. I mean, amazing story and great information to, you know, the different things we can try. And I'm just so happy that you get to go to the clinic, just Faro Clinic. And I'll definitely put that GoFundMe page up so that hopefully you can get the funds to go. I think that's so amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm definitely blessed.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you again, Heather. And like I said, please reach back out to us, especially after you go to the clinic, so we know how your experiences and how you're doing, because I would love to keep up, and I'll definitely be checking your Facebook page out.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Heather. You have a great day.
Okay. You too.
And as my brother would say, talk to you soon.
Aww.
Thanks, Heather.
You're welcome.
Bye.